Hello.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm on the bus.
Why are you on a bus?
I'm on a bus.
I thought we were doing the show now.
No, you said tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, well, thank you for joining us on Red Rebel Radio. Might keep this in for tomorrow's show. Sorry.
Yeah, you can keep this in for tomorrow's show, that's fine. Yes, tomorrow, definitely. Same time, same place. Well, not same place, different place.
Swampy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Hi.
God! Whoa!
Is that too much?
Just a tad.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Red Rebel Radio. Back once again for a brand new series. People have been saying, well, one guy got in touch and said, where's Red Rebel Radio? And 2 months after that piece of correspondence, we're back. Hello, everyone. Hello. And joining me down the other end of the phone, we're now joined not by Swampy on a bus, but Swampy back in the comfort of his own living room in Belgium. Hello, Swampy. How's Belgium? Welcome back.
It's interesting. There's been a lot of movers and shakers in town over the last week or so, as you might have seen on the news.
Yeah.
We're getting ready now for the final push, for the final farewell, for the final au revoir. We're going to be lining the streets of Brussels, making sure that certain people leave and never sully our European shores again.
For he's a jolly good fellow. All that stuff. Is that what you got lined up?
No.
Oh,
cans of cat food.
Cans of
cat food. It makes the right mess. You put one in it, oh, it's everywhere. Oh, it's dreadful.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new series of Red Rebel Radio. And you join us in interesting times because I can now dedicate a lot more time to this show now the Rugby League season's finished. But the ice hockey season continues, and Swampy's been pestering me all week to interview a certain goalkeeper, and I've not done it. I'm not a performing monkey. It's not happening, Swampy. I'm not interviewing. Peter Cech, it's not happening.
It's called Peter Cech. You mean Petr Cech? See, yes again. You're just showing straight away. You're going reversing back to traditional little Englander. You can't even pronounce a European, or actually, you don't want to pronounce the European names in the correct way. You're just atypical of a system that is absolutely flawed, and you will be regretting it. But going forward, yes.
Is this what happens? Is this what happens when we don't speak and do this show for 5 months? Is this what happens? Dear old
dear. I can imagine you sat in your bedroom now in your little England shorts, a little England vest, and a little handkerchief over your head. A rather large.
It's a bucket hat. It's a bucket hat.
You got to be careful how you say that, Ben. You know, there's children listening.
Oh.
You should have interviewed him. It would have been a great coup, a great interview about football and ice hockey. And, it just adds another string to your bow, but you chose not to. You spoke to the head coach.
I did.
And, and I'm sure the interview was riveting, as all your interviews are in both rugby league and indeed football, the Northern Premier Division, and indeed ice hockey.
That's right. And speaking of goalkeepers, we do have to start the show with some kind of acknowledgement of what took place on Tuesday night. I mean, I feel so bad for Cameron Belford. I can't, because from the angle of the TV, I had a better angle of it, and it did bounce pretty high, which doesn't come across on the TV highlights, in all fairness.
Well, first and foremost, I thought the The you could tell the goal was quite a surprise because FCTV radio commentators were quite stunned.
They did blasphemy. Can you believe it?
Well, you see, this is the thing. It was a header with lots of power and it bounced. And a keeper, when the ball's on the halfway line and it's not necessarily being directed back towards you initially, isn't going to expect the ball to fly straight back in. And he was on the edge of his penalty area. And it was an unfortunate thing. But, I mean, he's a goalkeeper. Goodness gracious, he'll get over it. FC will get over it. I mean, let's be honest, we could do with a little bit of publicity. And it's helped, to be honest, hasn't it? It's helped.
Yeah.
The only downside was, I mean, you don't necessarily want that splashed all over the world press on the day of your birthday. I mean, that was the only downside, really. But, I mean, you know, he'll never forget 2019, his birthday. He'll never forget that again. Oh, what did you? Oh, no. But no, it was a freakish goal. To be honest, you know what I thought was even worse, though? The goal itself, but the celebration. I mean, the player who scored the goal ran towards the light-bound own end and tried to do a slide on his belly and basically just got stuck and just lied there. And it was like, oh, that's interesting. I think I would have just basically just not tapped me, nodded me head and gone, fair play, happy days, enjoyed the goal. I'll get on with the game now. But anyway.
The other major talking point from the evening, obviously, was, as you said, the commentary. And, well, because it's gone viral, a lot of people are now pronouncing it as Basford, which is wrong. It is incorrect. It is Basford. Keg, it's Basford. Basford.
Well, Ben, Basford.
About pronouncing Czech first names incorrectly. Basford. Fundamental. Ben.
Yes. I think what it goes to prove is for the number of years people have been listening to the Northern Premier Show that we have once a month down at the old Heat and Hop, and before that, obviously, it's the Magnets. Our little joke, you say Basford, I say Basford, and I say let's call the whole thing off. People are obviously listening to me rather than you. But I'm glad you got it wrong, because it should be Basford rather than Basford, because there's no E in it, and it should. And if you live in that area, that comes from Basford. That's from Basford. Basford.
And speaking of local pronunciations in the Nottinghamshire area, I mean, we do have to mention Basford side, because it's pretty much the backbone of it is the Ilson side, or Ilkeston, if you will, side from when they were really pushing hard for promotion out of Step 3. So certainly a team who's probably going to be challenging, I'd say, this season. So no disgrace in getting beat by them.
No, not at all. I mean, if you look at FC, we've played the top four teams, two at home and two away. Now, we would have hoped to get something out of those home games, but we played South Shields. And South Shields on the day were a class above. I mean, they are a quality outfit. But we were in the game for large parts. But, you know, sometimes a little bit of extra quality. And we saw that in an ex-FC United centre forward that came on. And I think he had three shots and scored one. You know, the manner of the performance was acceptable. The manner of the performance against South Shields was one that you could grow from and move on. We then played Basford on Tuesday, and again a very even contest and an entertaining game. I've watched it. I've seen the quality that we possess and the quality that they possess. And Steve Chettle, ex Nottingham Forest, been at the club now a little while. They've got a big budget. They've been spending money over the last few years. They've got ideas of getting into the National League and beyond, you know, which is absolutely fantastic for them. And they're a very, very good team. But then, you know, we go to Warrington again, big budget team, and we do a number on Warrington. We go to Lancaster. I mean, Lancaster at this moment in time flying high in third position. So, you know, there's no disgrace in the games that we've played, the games of the top four. And we've got something out of two of them and nothing out of the other two, but we still play some good football. So I think very, very positive. I think there's been some entertaining football. And in the mix, obviously, that great 7-0 win against Buxton, which just, you know, goes to prove that, you know, you can, if you're on your game and you can destroy your team, anyone can beat anyone in this division. So where we are in the division, I think 10th position, 18 points, 13 games in. The only thing you say, we've lost four at home. You'd hope we can stop that rot, really. Scored 21 goals, which is, you know, I know seven in one game, but, you know, we've got someone who's scoring goals now for FC, and that's the big thing. If you've got someone that is scoring week in, week out, hopefully we can continue a good run and keep mid-table or above. And as you said, Ben, the division is so tight-knit and so close in the point situation, you can find yourself winning one game and being, you know, in the top four.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll get to tomorrow's game in a second or two, or this afternoon's game if you listen to us on Saturday pre-match. But before we get to Atherton, just a quick mention for the FA Trophy. And thankfully, because I was starting to miss the place, we've been drawn against Radcliffe. what is it? How long were we going on that tram for? About 7 years of going past Radcliffe on the tram. I've never been to the place so often. I mean, it's... What do you think?
Well, I'm just hoping, and I'm hoping amongst most hope, that, you know, we beat them in the first game, because the second game will be on the 29th, the Tuesday the 29th, which is the replay, which is the day I arrived back.
Yay!
To Manchester. And I was hoping to celebrate my birthday in either Heaton Hop or maybe Heaton Chapel, or indeed on the Saturday at Broadhurst Park against Gainsborough.
Is it your birthday? You never mentioned it.
I've just mentioned it now, but I don't like to talk about it. But it is the big 5-0. No, the last thing I want. In fact, Ben, I'm going to tell you now, and I'm going to disappoint the listener.
That's a rare feeling that our listener has. Very rare feeling.
I will. Oh, actually, saying that, the replay would be at Broadhurst, wouldn't it?
It would be at Broadhurst, yeah.
So that I'm going to retract my statement then that I was about to make, saying there's no way I'm going to Radcliffe, but I won't be going to Radcliffe because I won't be here for it. Ha ha ha, Ben! You can go and stand in that lovely little conservatory and enjoy the delights of watching football from 130 foot away and deciphering who's who and who's whom. So yes, it's nice to see Teagot on a regular basis.
Yeah.
However, it's getting incestuous. That's the problem. There's a big love in. I reckon because Carl is missing. Carl Margeson is missing FC so much. I reckon he's had his hand in the balls. And he's been delving them up and making sure that we get to play each other on a regular basis so we can say hello to all the supporters.
Well, I'm looking forward to it anyway, and that's going to be next Saturday in the FA Trophy. And I'd like an FA Trophy run, I don't know about you.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, a good cut run financially is excellent. And secondly, it can, you know, can really galvanise the team. And supporters always would like, you know, a good cut run. And there's no reason why, if we get beyond Radcliffe, and with every game we play so far this season, have been tough encounters. If we can get beyond them, and we can get a decent draw for the next round, and possibly, you know, I mean, we've gone as far as the quarterfinals when we played away at Torquay. Torquay were a league club at the time. Now they're obviously back in the National League themselves. It would be nice, and it would be nice to get, let's say, you know, in an away day. With a you know, a decent size, a decent name, you know, a decent game we can go to where we'll have opposition supporters in their thousands, and we can go there and enjoy the game, win, lose or draw. But that would be lovely. I mean, as much as the Master Premier Cup's fantastic, and we're in the quarterfinals against Hyde, it's not quite the same. And then obviously you've got the Doosan or the Integro League Cup, as it's called now. And they're good to win. But, you know, on a national level, you know, we've had a little bit of, this week, we've had a nice little bit of, you know, advertising in regards to this unfortunate goal. And if we can, I mean, even Gary Lineker's been tweeting, I believe, which is, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest. I mean, but equally, it would be nice to see us, yeah, it would be nice to get to, say, maybe quarterfinals if we could, or just one step before that, bring a few quid into the club, but equally get a nice away day at a nice football ground.
Right. Well, that's the FA Trophy. Let's talk about Saturday's match then against Atherton Colls. Obviously, we've not been on air now for about 5 months or so with this show. So a few people will be expecting some of the old favourites to be returning. So without further ado, it's now time for a bit of a tourist guide into things you could do in Atherton. And just first thing, very interesting, their Wikipedia page. Atherton is a wealthy incorporated town in San Mateo County, California, in the United States, has a population of over 6,000, and Atherton was ranked as the highest per capita income amongst US towns with a population of below 10,000. So quite a wealthy area we're visiting, and a sunny area as well by the sounds of it, Swamper.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting, Ben. The only question is, how are you going to get there? Because you don't fly, do you? And I'm sure the Atherton shuttle doesn't go quite as far. I think it stops at Lee,
Sorry, we're going to have to stop that. I've got the wrong Wikipedia page open. Sorry. It's the Greater Manchester one.
Are you joking?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Atherton is a town in Wigan, England, and it's part of Lancashire.
Chimneys and flat caps.
Its local towns include Hinesford, Hobridge, and Hagfold. There we go. And it has a train. It's Lee's local train station as well. Lee, of course, the home of Woodzo and Georgie Fame. Right.
Indeed. But Ben last time we were there. We broke down, didn't we? We got a puncture.
I couldn't believe it. I was devastated.
And we pushed it into the garage, and I asked the guy, "Excuse me, mate, have you got an airport?" And he said, "An airport? We haven't even got a bus depot." Hey! Oh, you can only do that with an Atherton joke. Oh, dearie me.
Just some matters arising from this trip to Atherton. The last time we were at Atherton was in the FA Cup, and they couldn't sell tickets for their corporate hospitality section, so they gave it to FC Radio, which are very nice of Atherton Colls. We don't expect similar hospitality tomorrow, and therefore I think we're going to be on a powerless gantry. Or a perilous gantry, if you will.
A powerless gantry.
No plug. So I don't know what we're going to be doing, but it's going to be a bit rough and ready tomorrow. So brace yourselves, everybody.
Well, I'm sure there'll be professionalism there, and if I remember rightly, Ben, the last time you were there, there was talk of the Tourist Board of North Korea.
Yes,
and I just want to let you know. Actually, my notes I have, because people don't believe that this show we prepare and actually study and work out a lot of it beforehand, and that's why the comedy is so effortless and so
fluid,
natural, yes. And fluid. That's right, yeah. But I've written everything down in my North Korean subway pen. And I was looking at it, and it's a pull-out. So you pull it out, and it's absolutely fantastic. But looking at the names of some of the metro stations, I mean, you know, the London Metro has, you know, some posh names, and then you've got some lovely names on the Metrolink in Manchester. Massively overpriced, by the way, but that's another thing. And then here in Belgium, we have a metro system and a tram system, which is fantastic. But you can't beat names like the Golden Field, the National Foundation, Glory, Victory, Triumphant Return, Reunification.
What's wrong with Bessie's on the Barn? Right, that's
nothing. Red Star. The only one I'm a bit worried about is one called Signal Fire.
Oh my goodness!
But these are genuine. I mean, people could. These are genuine names of the metro in North Korea, which again is. Welcome to the. I'm getting off of the Triumphant Return. Oh, okay. See you next week. I'll meet you at the Golden Fields. All right. No problem at all. Glory. Some great names. Very, very North Korean as well. Hmm. And I'm led to believe that one of an FC supporter may well have been actually at the game on Wednesday when they played South Korea, and nobody bar 12 people were in the ground, including the Swedish ambassador to North Korea.
Is that who you refer to? Is the Swedish ambassador an FC fan nowadays?
Well,
anyway.
Everyone deep down is an FC fan, yes. No names, Ben. I was moving on.
Right, anyway.
You're moving on. In fairness, the UK is moving on. Uh-huh. I mean, look at what Boris Johnson, he's got a deal, Ben. He's got a deal.
He has got a deal.
I mean, that deal is actually worse than the deal that he resigned over. It's that bad. He's even upset the Dups.
The Dutch or the Dups?
The Dups. The DUP, the Dups.
Oh!
I mean, fantastic. How could a man who secured a deal worse than the deal he resigned for, trying to put that back to MPs and say it's the best deal we've ever had when he actually resigned. And he's actually even gone back on the words he used only a month ago, saying there will be no border whatsoever, no border in the north, in the water, out of the water, anything at all. He's completely gone back on it. But that's where we are, Ben.
Just to be clear, so Atherton Colliery tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, Atherton Colliery. Sorry. Oh, this is a football show, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a lovely little quaint ground. I think it's going to be a tough game for FC United and Manchester. They came to Broaders Park a couple of weeks ago and showed some quality. FC hung on, but it was a tough encounter. They've got a young manager who likes to play attractive football. They've got some decent players. The pitch does play a major part because that uphill sort of like swinging down to the left, to the right, up over the brow and then beyond the golf bunker to the 18th hole on the left-hand side is a wonder of the world. I mean, I know we've had Brazilian TV from ESPN over at FC this week, and they're doing something about FC and about obviously Manchester United. Get to Atherton. They should. Every film company should be filming that the Atherton slope, because you know. I mean, you could ski down it and up it and across it. It'll be a tough game though, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it, Benjamin, and yourself, Roy Sewell, is it, and maybe James Quinn tomorrow.
Yes, James Quinn will be there, and Sewley, of course, the Sewellinator, if you will.
The Sewellinator, yes. It was, let's hope we can have an entertaining afternoon of football. And as I say, it's going to be a tough encounter. It's a game that FC can win, but it's a game I believe that FC they can't afford to lose it, but they won't want to lose the game. They'll want to go there and they want to get back to winning ways and put a decent performance in for the supporters.
Just before we go, can you give me a bell, please? So, just before we go, a quick prediction for tomorrow, Swampert, for Saturday's game against Atherton Colliery, and also, if you will, your song for the week.
Well, my prediction tomorrow is cold, wet, blustery in the Atherton regions, and in Ben's regions, he'll be cold, blustery, and up high on a platform with no power. It should be an entertaining game, two entertaining footballing teams. I would hope FC United can get the 3 points, but I just don't think we can afford to. Well, we can afford, as I said earlier on, but I just don't want us to come away with a defeat, because you know the confidence is high in the team at the moment, even though they were beaten by Basford. And 3 points would be very welcome. But I assure everyone that there'll be an entertaining game. Now, and I think there will be goals as well, so it should be interesting. And as far as my song of the week, well, I went to see a band that I used to love back in the day. They've just brought a new album out, which is pretty, pretty damn good. And I enjoyed the benefits of listening to the Pixies live at Forest National on Wednesday evening. I also, incidentally, Ben, just before I go, I was playing racquetball. I've got a fitness kick.
What?
I'm getting fit, Ben. I'm getting fit. I've
what
started.
What do you mean getting fit? You're in the shape of your life, Swampy. You've got nothing to
worry. Yeah, but that shape is a pear.
An hourglass.
It's a pair, Ben. It's a pair. That's why I went yesterday. I said no to beer yesterday. I drank cider all day.
Oh, hello. Good.
Apples and pears always help. But no, I've taken up the sport of racquetball, which is very similar to squash. And I took the advice of a friend of mine who said, getting fit is probably at your stage of life, pretty important. So do you fancy going out and playing some sports? I said, yes. I said, as long as it's not squash, because they tend to find that most people that haven't exercised for some time around the age of 50 die in a squash court. I mean, I won't mind, he's 65 and he's got two new hips and he still beat me.
What is racquetball? Is that the one with the big giant sponge ball and you got a racket that you can't miss it with? That's the one, isn't it?
Yeah, Ben. It's on a string, and you just whack it round. And that's racquetball, yes, Ben. But it's. I mean, this might be my first and last broadcast as I'm back. I'm back in on Tuesday for more racquetball, and I'll do some racquetball updates for you as well.
Good.
But yes, I'm going to finish with the wonderful, delightful Pixies, and the song has to be a Debaser. I think Debaser is an all-time classic. Even you like the Pixies, Ben, don't you?
I do like the Pixies, yes. I like them a lot. Well, thank you, Swampit, for joining us on this week's Red Rebel Radio. You have a lovely week, potentially suffering a mishap on a squash court, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yes, well, indeed, Ben. And let's not forget also Union Saint-Gilloire play tomorrow evening, a 6:30 kickoff away at Roselaire, which is not far from the coast and just shy of being in France. So I'll be there tomorrow evening away watching the mighty Union and listening into FC United as well. So enjoy the weekend, enjoy your football, and I'll speak to you during the weekend for another Red Rebel Radio.
Bye!
Bye!
This is FC UM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.